Dua after azan. See, there is two things. Ijabat-e azan. That means the answering of the azan is qawli and fairly. Qawli meaning verbally, orally. And fairly meaning by action. Now when you are outside the masjid, then your responsibility will be twofold. One is to move towards the masjid, that is fairly, and that is wajib. And when you are doing this wajib action, now to do the mustahab action, to reply it verbally. That's one. Secondly, you are in the masjid. When you are in the masjid, then it is not necessary for you to answer wujub. That means by fairly, because you are already there. Now, you're supposed to start your salah. Whatever salah you are making, you're supposed to start. Because we are under the impression when the azan is on, you cannot make any salah, which is erroneous. Now, if you are there and you are not making salah, then it is mustahab to reply. The hadith is clear that when you give reply to the azan and then you read the dua, then all the gates of Jannat are open for you, and whichever gate you want to enter, you may enter. We have written a book on azan. It's on our website, alislam.co.za.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. This SMS reads, going for Hajj, there is limited accommodation in Mecca. Can myself, my husband, my brother and his wife share a room with Baruda facilities? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
It is permissible to do so. However, maintain the laws of hijab all the time. Be cautious. It is rather unfortunate that especially in this year, the years to come, maybe one, two more years, that there is going to be a squeeze, especially in Makkatul Mukarramah, because all the hotels, especially in the Misfala area, have been grounded. But inshallah, the Arabs put up the structures very fast. So this year, definitely, there is going to be a squeeze. So it will be permissible, but be extremely cautious.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS has got three questions to this. It says, one, spewed involuntary 6 times, didn't break fast. Is it valid? And do I keep one qaza?
Involuntary fast, whether it is mouthful or not mouthful, does not invalidate the fast. So I'm happy you did not break your fast. Now when you did not break your fast, alhamdulillah, you don't have to keep the fast because your fast was valid.
JazakAllah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next is the same part of that SMS. It says that Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke about adding Maghrib and Salatul Awabin. What intention does one make?
When you're starting your 2 rakats after the Maghrib Salat, then make intention at that stage of Awabin.
This is Make Up Your Mind Q&A session. Alhamdulillah, we are indeed very honored, very fortunate that we have with us in our studios Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, for the Q&A session. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, if a pregnant woman breaks her fast due to exhaustion, does she make qada or kafara?
As I have explained previously, that pregnancy is one of the 10 reasons which a person, if afflicted by, can, in Shari terminology, not fast. For example, being on journey, insanity, unconsciousness, and also that a person is pregnant, breastfeeding, sickness, ailment, jihad, all these are justifiable causes, Shari justifiable causes. So in this question, pregnancy is the justifiable cause, and out of fatigueness and tiredness and weakness, she broke her fast. No kafara involved, only one fast would be kept for the fast she broke.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know if Hazrat Mufti Sahib has lectures, Hazrat Mufti Sahib's lectures on tapes. They say they would love to listen to Hazrat Mufti Sahib's talks, very inspiring. Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
Currently, most of my lectures are available in Radio Islam, but our technicians, what they are doing, they are going to put on my website this year, inshallah, 100 of my speeches and 150 hours of my Q&A. And alhamdulillah, a lot of Q&As which I have done on Radio Al-Ansar are going to be on that website also.
Inshallah. I think that will also make it very easy for many of the ulama, you know, by obtaining copies, even the huffaz or the imams. It makes things very, very simple. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, you've done the research. We just have to listen to it. Inshallah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS. Can you please tell me what fornication is, and if someone has committed it, what can they do to repent for it? Will they be forgiven for such a sin?
Fornication is sexual relationship between male and female when either one of the parties is not married. If a person has committed this heinous major crime and sin, then the person, inshallah, if the person seeks sincere forgiveness, which we term as Tawbatul Nasuha, which has got various conditions. Condition one is that the person must first of all regret, realize it is a sin and regret. Secondly, repent. Thirdly, never ever to go near that sin again. And fourthly, close all avenues that lead to that terrible, heinous, pernicious sin.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. Must I pay zakat for shares in Sanlam? How much and how do I calculate this?
Take the current market related value and pay zakat on it.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. If a 5-year-old child is fasting and wants to break it now, what should I do? Allow her or not?
Allow her. The 5-year-old child, do not force them. Shariat has not made them mukallaf, meaning accountable and responsible. Yes, we should encourage them and we should reward them. And we should, in fact, when they are fasting, play with them, talk to them, and make them sleep, and let them pass the time as much as possible. And also reward them with permissible things. Not them that, okay, if you do it, then I would buy you a video, film, etc. That is haram rewarding. You reward them with permissible items, then inshallah, you will be rewarded. But when they are tired, weak, and they are crying and weeping, then allow them to terminate their fast. You will not be sinful, and obviously, naturally, because they are not mukallaf, they will not be sinful.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS is, Sharia state that the woman should have her hair covered when eating, as she does when going to the toilet. Barakallahu feek.
Okay. That's a comment, let alone the females, even the men, that Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has stated in Ahyaul Ulumuddin that when people frequent the toilet bareheaded and barefoot, that it weakens their memory. It weakens their memory. So let alone the males, let alone in this case the females, even the men must cover their head all the time.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Right now, 4:49. If you could SMS your questions to us on 0845495286. We are indeed very, very fortunate, very, very honored. Hazrat Mufti Sahib is with us in the studio today. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know about, she mentions that I had spoken about Mufti Sahib translating the Quran Kareem into very simple English. Where is this available from, Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
You can contact us on our cell number 083-786-0017.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. As much as a female should make parda of her body, what is the ruling regarding the parda of a woman's voice?
In Fatawa Darul Diyoban, one person asked Mufti Azizur Rahman, Rahmatullah Alayhi, a question. And this question and answer comes under the section of talaq. So it is very difficult to find. You have to search it and look for it. The person says that my wife does not perform salat and my wife talks to strangers. Must I divorce her? So the Mufti replies that encourage her to make salat and explain to her the virtues of making salat. And her voice is not total aura parda. So that is not a shari ground for you to divorce her. However, she should abstain from talking to strangers. Yes, that definitely hijab is there of the entire body and including the face and also including the voice. Unfortunately, on all radio stations, not only this one, but every radio station across the country, you have many female presenters who speak flirtatiously on the air, and this is not conducive to Sharia or Islam or any form of morality.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the next SMS. Is it permissible for Muslims to keep dogs? Hazrat Mufti Sahab, I'm not too sure whether it's for security reasons or just as a pet.
See, as far as dogs are concerned, then merely to keep dogs as pets or as a fashion. And nowadays, unfortunately, the Western world, they have got such a culture and civilization that they love the dogs more than they love their own fathers and mothers. And we see that they give the inheritance to the dogs. So many times we hear that multi-millionaire died and gave the inheritance to the dog and left the father dying and the mother in the old age home. To keep a dog as a security, yes, it is permissible. However, it should be kept away from the home. A dog should not be allowed to come within the home premises. And the laws concerning the purity, impurity of the dog when it's wet and its saliva in the mouth, you must learn it prior to even keeping it as a security dog.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The next SMS. Can one marry one's mother's brother? Mother's brother, that's uncle.
No, you cannot marry them.
Right, moving on to our next SMS. Mufti Sahab, if someone has to tell their parents that they do not actually want, they don't want to be part of the will, what do the parents do in that position?
A person cannot make such a statement because when Allah Jalla Majdahu is giving you something, you cannot say that I reject it. See, when Allah says that when you are journey, that perform two rakats salah instead of four, meaning kasar instead of complete, then a person cannot say that no, I will perform full instead of kasar, because if he performs full, it will not be valid. Similarly, a person cannot say in the light of Sharia that I forfeit my right. Any person cannot say I forfeit my right because that is totally un-Islamic. It is contrary to the text and spirit of Sharia. What a person should say, I accept my share and I give it back to the pool.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. It looks like we do have a caller online. Brother Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Brother Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Am I on the line?
Gee, you are on the line. You can go ahead, brother.
All right. I want to find out from Mufti Sahab if he can give a little bit of explanation on this. Some of these, quite a few of our Muslim people, business people, are trying to hire video film and selling of the video film, Western film, all these films which are bad film, they are doing number one. The hiring and selling of the video film, English or Hindi film, number one. Number two, there are quite a few women who are cutting hair, you know, hair salon, for the men and ladies and are doing a living and doing business. Number two. Number three, this lowering of these trousers below the ankle of kurta and trousers. Quite a lot of people in the mosque and Jamaat Khana, they don't seem to take care. Can you, Mufti Sahib, explain about the kurta and pants below the ankle? And one last thing is that I thank Mufti Sahib for clarifying my last week question about that, you know, the woman who wanted to go for Eid Namaz by the Eid Gah in the beachside. Now she is not going, and the husband and wife have resolved the matter. They are very happy, and Mufti Sahib, Allah Pak, give him reward for giving the reply that ladies are not allowed to go to Eid Namaz on the Eid Gah or Jummah Namaz by City Hall in the Devon. Jazakallah, Allah Pak, give you reward. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, quite a few questions there to answer.
First of all, to buy and sell film videos or Western videos or music videos is totally haram, prohibited. So you should totally abstain from such an activity. And the money earned thereby is haram. No barakat in it, no blessing in it, getting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as the ladies, this is an important issue concerning the ladies. Yes, as I've answered one question, that they are allowed to cut the, they are allowed to fashion the hair of other ladies, not cut the hair of other ladies. And they are not allowed to massage the head of other men, obviously besides their husband or the brother or father. And they are not allowed to cut or trim the hair or touch the head of ghair mahrams. Unfortunately, morality has reached such a low ebb that we do not regard this as sin. And by us talking about this and mentioning this, people will say, but is this really a sin? Definitely, respected listeners, it is a sin, and not a small sin, because it is done constantly and it becomes a major sin when done regularly. So definitely do not encourage going to those ladies who handle your head, massage your head and cut your hair. To wear garment trousers below the ankles is against the Shariat. That which is below the ankles is in the fire according to the hadith, and there is no exception to the rule in our age and our time.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, is it alright for me to save a life by accepting someone's kidneys?
Yes, if you are going to accept someone's kidneys, then the new ruling is that even to give or to accept a life-supporting organ is permissible.
Jazakallah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS, can my wife go for Hajj with her mother's sister's son?
No, cannot go.
Right now you're listening to Make Up Your Mind Q&A session. It's 4 minutes past five. We have Hazrat Mufti Sahib that's with us in the studio. And we will be moving on now to the next SMS. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling pertaining to donating blood?
In the month of Ramadan, permissible. Outside the month of Ramadan, also permissible. However, you must realize something, that you must be classified fit enough. We have been informed that they do not sell that blood. That is why the room of permissibility is coming about. If they sell that blood, then we are in trouble.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS. Why is it necessary to make wudu after passing wind when that area that is impure is not cleansed? What is the wisdom behind this?
Many kitabs have been written about this. And inshallah, details will be given when we start translating the work of Shah Waliullah Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, his masterpiece, Hujjatullah al-Baligha. However, that when the air comes out, then it passes that area where the feces are. So it touches that area where the feces are, that is why it smells. So because it is minor in nature, therefore you make wuzu, and you do not have to make ghusl.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti sir. I see quite a few people are actually SMSing their dreams to us, Mufti sir. And I think we'll come to those dreams also later. Okay, Mufti Sahib, I think there's next three or four are dreams. Can I just read this one out? Okay, inshallah, time permitting, we will see what happens. And once again, we would like to remind our listeners that inshallah, this evening at 7:30 p.m., there's going to be a live link up with a very special correspondent, radio Ansar correspondent, that's Brother Faik Abrahams in Cape Town. And inshallah, he's going to be giving us more information or updates and info on the sighting of the moon. Well, let's see what's our next SMS.
Before I left from Transvaal or Gauteng, people were already concluded that tomorrow is Eid. I hope that's not a fever here. One more fast, inshallah, will not harm us.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know that an alim has made a disturbing statement during his bayan, stating that there is no basis in the hadith of Quran Sharif that requires men to wear pants or kurta above the ankles and the niqab for women the same. Mufti Sahib, please advise.
There are alims and there are alims. There are moranas and there are moranas. There are muftis and there are muftis. And this alim, look carefully where he studied, number one. Secondly, see where he's getting paid from. Thirdly, then look at his own beard. And fourthly, look at his own trousers. And fifthly, look at his wife. Then you'll find out his wife is not in hijab, so he has to do some defending now. And his trousers is below the ankles, he has to do some protecting now. And if he has made that statement, that is totally erroneous, and he hasn't got his facts in order.
Shukran for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, what is the ruling pertaining to a female that is becoming a hafiza while she's in the state of menstruation? Can she memorize just for educational purposes only? Because the thing is, they say that at the end of that period, she's going to be forgetting her work and things like that. What is the ruling?
Every student, be student in the circular field, and be the student in the darulum, or the student becoming a hafiz, looks forward for chutti, looks forward for holiday, vacation. So the hafiza is human being also. So when this time comes, they also want chuttis. This is official chutti Allah Ta'ala is giving. This is official holiday Allah is giving. So when Allah is giving the holiday, take advantage of it. And inshallah, that memory will come right. Don't worry about it. Inshallah, everything will come in order.
What advice would Hazrat Mufti Sahib have for these hafizas who normally get very lazy after that duration? What advice, Mufti Sahib?
They, after a few times of experiencing menstruation, then their ustad, or the one, the apa who's in charge, should be very firm and strict on recovery, becoming pure. Then the pace should be doubled up. Then, inshallah, they will not become lazy.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, what direction do you face to Qibla if you are in Canada?
In Canada, I do not know. I have to check up.
Okay, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib will get back to us on that question, that Canadian question. 5:10, the Q&A session was going to be running, inshallah, at least for the next 10 or 15 minutes. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, can we eat from a takeaway owned by a non-Muslim, but it is certified halal? If not, how can this place be certified halal? It has a Muslim manager. I don't think Hazrat Mufti Sahib is certifying any places, by the way.
No, I'm not certifying anybody, don't worry. And I don't know who certified that place. And I cannot understand. So the person, this is very serious in nature, that a non-Muslim outlet has got a Muslim, non-Muslim food outlet has got a Muslim halal certification. This should be brought immediately to the Jamiat's notice for further action. And forthwith, Muslims should not buy from that outlet.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Next SMS, somebody told me that if Eid falls on a Friday 3 years in a row, it is a sign of Qiyamah. Is this true or false?
No, no. This is just like that saying of the lunar eclipse, that you know, when there is going to be lunar and solar eclipse in the month of Ramadan, then Mahdi will come. And Mahdi is supposed to come 3 years ago. He hasn't pitched up yet. And those people are still waiting for him. Unfortunately, these things gain momentum without any ground and foundation. In fact, they are baseless, and we should not pay heed to them.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The next question, I think to our listeners, we do have a program where you could call in with your name and the Sheikh will give you the meaning of that. So I think we're going to leave that one out. I think we have a caller online, according to you, Brother Shane. Brother Shane, Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to find out from Hazrat Mufti Sahab. You know, you get the spiritual leaders that come from overseas, and people call them Pir Sahab, and you become murids of these people, and then what these people do is they give you their photographs, and they say it's permissible to put your photo, to put the photograph of the Hazrat onto your house and on a frame. Is that permissible or not? And what does the Sharia say about the photographs? I'd like to listen on air. Jazakallah.
Thank you very much for that, brother. Hazrat Mufti Sahab.
As soon as a person comes with that sort of spiritualism, or with that line of tasawuf, or with that line of hazratship, wherein he is going to pass on photographs to be framed, and this will eventually lead to shirk, because unfortunately we know of people who put photographs, frames, and in the entrance of the door, and they bow to them on entry, and they bow to them on exit. So please refrain from such activities, and no sooner someone does such a activity, please stay far and protect your iman and do good actions.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. I think we have Anonymous online. Anonymous, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum Assalam. Mufti Sahab, I'd just like you to clarify a matter for me. On two different programs on Radio Al Ansar, there is an in-house alim, and they were talking about hijab. And he mentioned that the hijab between a non-Muslim woman to a Muslim woman is full hijab. But for a Muslim woman to a Muslim woman, it's from the navel to the knee. Now, on two different programs, I heard the very same thing. So I don't think I heard wrong. So I'd just like you to clarify that for me.
Sister, I'm just going to ask you one question. Don't go away. Tell me, was that in the Tazkiyah program or in the Suhoor program that I present?
No. It was on one of the afternoon programs, and then it was on the hijab program in the morning with Fatima Asma.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
What that alim said is correct.
JazakAllah for that. Moving on with our next SMS. Can we eat biscuits, etc., given to us by non-Muslims on the days of festival, as is presently?
No, you should abstain from that. You can take it and give it away to some other non-Muslims as goodwill. Gee.
Okay, moving on to the next question. This person, I think, Mufti Sahab, had already sent in this question yesterday, but they would like you to actually give more information on if for men and women going on this Mastura Jamaat.
Gee, I am of the opinion, not only me, many others, that because of the fitna of the Zamana, because of morality reaching its lowest ebb, that we say it is highly unadvisable, not advisable, for the Mastura Jamaat to go from town to town, province to province, country to country. They can work in their own street, up, down, etc.
Mufti Saab, I think I just got the full SMS now. My husband is urging me to go for Mastura Jamaat, men and ladies Jamaat overseas. I do not want to go because I feel it's hard for me, but he's forcing me. That was actually the whole SMS.
No, you should ask that husband to phone me.
Well, to that sister, you need to really ask your husband to call Hazrat Mufti Saab. And Mufti Saab is right here in Durban. We're not too sure which area you are calling us from. Salams. My neighbor is a Muslim. They have a dog and it's in the house. The wife is a revert and wants to know where in the Quran it says one can't keep dogs.
The Quran is not the only source of argumentation and proof and substantiation for Muslims. It is absolutely ludicrous and stupidity to say that show me in the Quran Kareem that where I must go to Arafat and Muzdalifah and where I must make 2 rakats of Salat of Fajr and 4 rakats of Zuhur and 3 rakats Maghrib and 4 rakats Isha. So to say, show me in the Quran, this is Ahl-e Quran and this is a deviated style of thinking. Comes sufficiently in the hadith that angels, malaika of mercy, in brackets I'm saying mercy, do not enter the home where there is photography, pictures and dogs.
Shukran for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. The next SMS, please tell me what the procedure is to read a set of authentic hadith.
Currently, there are some hadith kitabs that are on the market that you can read, Muntakhabat Ahadith. That is a good hadith kitab. And in fact, we have not worked on any hadith kitab. You make dua that Allah Jalla Majdahu grants us the ability to work on some hadith kitab and present a simple translation. However, last year when we went for Hajj, I translated many ahadiths, and if Allah takes us back for Hajj, then I will complete 40 times 40 ahadiths, simple ones for us to learn, study, memorize and understand.
Ameen. Does Hazrat Mufti Saab have any intentions for Hajj this year?
Inshallah. Big dua, inshallah.
Inshallah. Please take us along, Mufti Saab.
Inshallah.
Mufti Saab, on that topic, what has been Hazrat Mufti Saab's latest publications, the latest works of Hazrat Mufti Saab?
See, after the 10-volume Quran Kareem Tafsir, which you can still phone us and get it, and now it's much reduced price also. After that, we did Hayatul Sahaba, which is a masterpiece of Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. That was 5 volumes. And then, by the grace of Allah, we completed the translation, Quran Made Easy. That's a translation on the lines of Jalalain. There is a commentary, an Arabic translation of Quran by Imam Suyuti, both Suyutis, called Jalalain, and every alim studies this. So we combine Jalalain, Kamalain, and Tafsir Osmani, and on the lines of Jalalain, we have released it. Many copies are floating in Durban. Those who want it can contact me, 083-786-0017. We can tell you where to get copies. And inshallah, now at the moment, we are busy working on Fatawa Rahimiya. That is 10 volumes. Inshallah, we should finish it next year. And besides that, over 200 of our books are downloadable on our site.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. The next SMS, can one keep a diary to record what happens in their lives?
If your life is interesting and you think it is so interesting, then you can do so. But don't make it a habit that will disturb your ibadat. People keep diaries upon diaries, and then after they throw it in the dustbin. If you are to keep it for short note purposes, etc., or to develop the art of writing or memorizing, there has to be a goal in whatever you are doing. There has to be an objective in whatever you are doing. Do not do any action that does not have a repercussion in 3 worlds. Understand what I'm saying? Any action that you do, make a beneficial action so that the fructification can be seen in this world, in the alam of barzakh, and in the akhirat. If it is a purely vain, futile activity, leave it out.
On now to the next question, the next SMS that we have received. Mufti Sahib, we were told not to eat in non-Muslims' homes who has liquor. Can we eat there if invited?
If they have got completely, wholly, solely halal, pure, wholesome food without contamination of liquor and without fear that they are going to sprinkle liquor on it or they are going to contaminate your food with liquor, then it is permissible.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. Moving on to our next SMS for this evening, Hazrat Mufti Saab, if a businessman makes illegal goods and sells but pays zakat on those goods, is the zakat accepted?
See, this is very vague. I must know what is this illegal goods that he's talking about. Because if you do not specify illegal goods, now you have already made a ruling yourself and you, alhamdulillah, became the mufti and said that goods is illegal. And you are preempting me to say that how he's going to pay zakat on illegal goods. So please tell me this illegal goods, then I can comment.
Well, to the person that sent that SMS to us, please give us more information and inshallah, perhaps Mufti Saab will be able to help you with that. Well, it looks like...
Illegal goods may be illegal in your eyes, but in the Shariat, it may not be illegal.
Right. Hazrat Mufti Saab, it looks like lots of people are only sending in their dreams here. Only
so
dreams.
We'll take another slot if they give us, then we can come in and bring Morana Ismail also.
Yes.
Both of us can work out what this person is dreaming.
There's just
I do not,
abundance.
That is Morana Ismail's field, I honestly do not want to intrude in his field.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab.